Good day, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, December 22. Coming up, £36,000 Christmas banana shipment bound for Trinidad from Jamaica. Health Ministry commits to improving healthcare in Clarendon and Council of Community Colleges to introduce online degrees over the next 12 months. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. A £36,000 shipment of Global Gap certified bananas is to leave Jamaica Monday, destined for Trinidad and Tobago. The bananas will be the first of weekly shipments to the Twin Island Republic over the next 6 months. In preparation for Monday's shipment, the packages were placed in a container Thursday on the compound of the Agriculture Export Center AMX complex located on Spanish Town Road in Kingston and inspected by Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda. Mr. Samuda says the shipment represents the government's thrust to redevelop the banana industry, boost exports of the produce, and enter new markets, beginning with CARICOM.
This export to Trinidad is very encouraging, and I'm extremely pleased with what I see and the level of efficiency in the packaging. We have to start by working within our community, and the CARICOM is an extended local market. So we are learning all that we have to learn about being competitive within our domestic market, which is part of CARICOM.
Carita Jamaica Limited has been contracted to package and ship the bananas on behalf of the government. Within the next 6 months, residents in Clarendon will welcome the newly upgraded Chapleton Community Hospital, which is currently undergoing repairs. This in response to concerns expressed by residents in Chapleton and surrounding communities served by the health facility. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton gave the timeline at a town hall meeting at Clarendon College on Tuesday.
And the contractor has been told in no uncertain terms that he must move quickly to ensure that he finishes within budget, within time or within specification. And so far, based on what I've seen since he has started, I think he's moving at a fairly decent pace.
The minister adds that services at Chapleton Community Hospital will be reduced and sections of the facility closed for the repairs to be undertaken. The roof will also be replaced. He assured residents that during the six-month repair period, they would have access to an ambulance for emergency cases, especially at nights. The upgrade is expected to cost approximately $25 million. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government is committed to improving the health infrastructure in the parish of Clarendon. He notes that with the expanding population comes the need to provide additional services at local facilities.
We are doing a general assessment of the hospital to upgrade it from a type C, which is categorized now, even though it functions like a B, to a proper type B hospital. In fact, we have signed the contract already. So we are looking at clearing out some areas and expanding the bed count at Maypen so that Maypen can respond a little more efficiently to the many persons who are waiting in the end to be admitted.
The $50 million project will see repairs done to the roofs and other sections of the Maypen Hospital. Dr. Tufton says additional work will also be carried out on the hospital in the next financial year. And the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica, CCCJ, is set to introduce online degree programs over the next 12 months. Executive Director of the CCCJ, Dr. Donna Powell-Wilson, says the first programs to be introduced as part of the initial rollout are criminal justice, business studies, and hospitality.
Council has mandated that we need to go and offer a program online so that we can reach other persons who would be able to access tertiary education via online. So we have started the work in repurposing our courses for online delivery. Wherever you are, we're giving you the opportunity from wherever you are to get a tertiary education that is on par with any other tertiary education in the world.
Dr. Wilson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She notes that the council has formed partnerships to offer internationally recognized programs. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.